Hi, this is Nick.
Hi, Nick. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina.
Hi.
Well, kind of okay, but this is going to be a really long road. I had in-home help check people that come to the house.
Okay.
3 times a day. And, with various different kinds of exercises and breathing exercises and walking and different things, that I have to do. So it's going to be a while. And it's been a long year. It's, in addition to the, I had been a, kidney dialysis patient for almost 2 years.
Really?
So, yeah. So I go to kidney dialysis a week, Thursday,
no.
Saturday. I go early in the morning. That's a four hour process. You hook up to the blood cleaning machine for 4 hours. And can't do anything else. I just sit there. And,
is that why you wanted to close the Kitchen Right account? You're not doing business anymore?
Yeah. I can't see.
Is there a chance that you'll get better and you'd want to reinstate it in the future, you think, or?
Well, it's kind of a long shot. I mean, I don't know. I'm only 2 weeks into this.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I had triple bypass open heart surgery.
Oh, no.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. So I'm home now. They don't like to keep me in a hospital any longer than I have. But obviously.
Wow, you're a strong man for sure.
I'm not getting back to my normal business in the foreseeable future. So, and it was sudden. It was not, I didn't really have any symptoms.
Really?
No.
Wow. And, that's scary.
I was sitting at my desk working.
Yeah.
And I fell over, but it collapsed or passed out or whatever. And smacked the floor on my face. And I went down, with no motion to stop myself because I had apparently passed out.
Oh.
And blood everywhere. And I called 911 over the phone. Fortunately, I was awake enough after I hit the floor to be able to make the call.
Wow.
And the ambulance came, carted me off.
Yeah.
And then they determined that three of the major arteries of my heart were blocked. Not entirely, but substantially blocked. And the only alternative was open heart surgery. So that's what we did.
Wow, you are such a strong man. That's so great that you got that done. It's scary the way that it happened, but I'm happy that they found it so you could get it treated, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's not really much likelihood in the foreseeable future that I will be, sort of get back to work and, in the kitchen remodeling business. So, I think we're just, and I mean, that this is very expensive stuff. The hospital bill alone is $10,000.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
So that's where we are.
Okay. So I need to give you some options only because I can't cancel an account with a past due balance, and that's only because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 22nd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. However, one thing I can do to help you out is there's a $227 and some change invoice on here for your Google guaranteed leads. I would eliminate that because you don't need to get that up to speed to take on more leads because you can't right now, right? So that just leaves us with the $349 that was due on the 22nd. And with that invoice, what I could do is remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower that past due amount to just $149. And then you don't have to pay that today if you can't, but if you can pay it today, what I can do is cancel the account right after, and that way you wouldn't have to worry about any further charges or anything like that. You would be settled, and you could just, you know, focus on your recovery. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I understand what you said.
Yes.
That the amount that was in the Google Guarantee Program, was that cash that I put in there?
No, that was $227 that you owed us. So I guess there was an invoice for $902.81, but they gave you a credit of $675.08. So they monitor the leads that came in, and if any of them aren't valid, they give you a credit back for them. So $902 worth of leads taken, but $678 in credits. So that left $227 that you owed us. But
okay.
Like I said, yeah, what I could do is eliminate that one altogether since you're not going to have to reinstate the Google Guaranteed anytime soon, right? And then
right. All
we would have to do is worry about that monthly one, which is the one that's due on the 22nd. And rather than collecting $349, I could reduce it to $149 just to kind of help you out a little bit. And then once that settles, I can cancel the account. Or I could put it on a seasonal hold where they would stop the billing for September, October, and November, and then, you know, assuming that you're all healed up in December, it would reinstate again.
Well, I don't want anything to happen automatically, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, because, you know, I don't know what my status is going to be. So... I'm not sure, even though whatever it was, 100 something, whatever it was, there's nobody in the account right now at this moment. Can you call me after the Labor Day holiday?
Yes, I will.
Every week, or something like that.
Yeah, just try to get better. Yeah. And I already put a note on here that I'll reduce that for you to help you out. And then I'll call you after Labor Day, okay? No problem.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome, Nick. I hope you feel better.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.